Mishnah. In the beginning of Perek HaRoyah in Brachos. Mishnah tells of an ancient thing. Dinner was in a Mikdash, a day said Mikdash. Kol chayis mei brachos in a Mikdash. We used to make brachos in a Mikdash. So we used to have a Tesefes. They have Tesefes that we didn't have. We don't say outside the Mikdash. We used to say Min Oilam. She says, we used to say before Chayin Hadas. We used to say Baruch Atah Hashem, like Yisrael, Min Oilam. Chayin Hadas. To add him, used to say, "Min ha'olam." The Mishnah tells that Mishakilkul at Tzdukim, when it became widespread, the Hashpah of the Tzdukim. So then they added in V'amru Ein Olam El Echad. Tzdukim, they spread the Hashkafa that Ein Olam El Echad. Pashup Shah means there's only one belt, Kaifer in Yen belt. So Eskinu Shi'aim Min ha'olam V'an ha'olam. They added in a Tesefis in this Chasima. That was Samach Tel Chasima. They said, Baruch Ata Hashem. Hakei Yisrael Min Ha'olam V'an Ha'olam Baruch Chayin Hadas. That was how they feared Ha'is Bracha. Rashi here says, Hiskinu Ezra V'siyata Shiyayim Min Ha'olam V'an Ha'olam Lo Yimash Shnei Lamas. The Lashon to be Mefuke from the Tzdukin. Ha'itzim Ilei V'atzdukin. Ha'itzim Ilei V'atzdukin, they would say, Min Ha'olam V'an Ha'olam. So the Tesefis, this Indian, what's going on here? What's the Shaka Taya? What are we exactly trying to be mighty? Leva Tzedukin. And Rashi later on, Samar Gimel Malach brings from the Tesefta. Mevorchu Shem Kvoidcha. Zog Rashi Mefarsh Bit Tesefta. A little tea for Pshat. What exactly was the Shaka Taya between the Tzedukin? And Chachme Yisrael, they're coming to Afuke Tzedukin. And that's why this we're discussing this in our Vadim now, because this was daf going on within Brachas. So it's in the Chasim and the Brachas. Chazal failed to make a Mechoma connected to Tzedukim to be kaveh within a Bracha. Rashi says, Mefarsh B'tei Sefta. She'tiknam in ha'olam v'ad ha'olam lo idia. She'ein ha'olam hazeh lifnei ha'olam abo klum. Ela keproizder lifnei ha'tshraklam. So first, we're going to finish the end of Rashi. It's Chashub. First Zach and Rashi state, they're not the Pashub Shach. It's not only the Tzedukim who's saying that there's no nishda anacha velt. There's only one velt. And Chachmi Yisrael and Kineged them were coming to say, no, there's also another velt. The Machlekes is much deeper. Tzedukim also believe there's another world. When they were saying, Ein Olam Ela Echad, Milashen Echad is Milashen Eidus Miuchedes. Echad means single by itself. They were saying, this world is not connected to the other world. This world? Who's the other world? Say, I don't know. This world has no connection to the other world. Eidus Miuchedes, and there's a Musik of Eidus Miuchedes. Eidus Miuchedes is you have two separate Eidim. One sees it from one place, one sees it from another place. It's Miuchedes, there's no connection. They were saying, this Olam is Echad. And connected that, we said, Min Ha'olam Va'ad Ha'olam, that this world is connected. And if this world is connected to the inner world, so must be this world is the preparation for the inner world. And that changes around the whole tzur of this world. And this world is a praise day of Ne'atragli. Yeah? So, we're fratifin over here. In a second, we'll see. We want to be marichab a little bit. What's going on? What does that do with brachas? Rashi, if you guys are ready, Rashi says, Kloimar, okay, Rashi is a bissel being morandis. What does that do with the bracha? Rashi says, Hinhigu berchois of ba'olam hazeh. You should practice making brachas melam hazeh in order that you should be trained to say brachas and melam abo. Chazal put in the Mikdash and matpeas bracha min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam, that there's a connection from this world to the other world. With our brachas, we're preparing already in this world. Everything, this entire world, Bechim Kololi, is a preparation for the world, and we're appearing brachas. We're appearing to say brachas, so we should say brachas vayitun elam haba. So, this last part needs beer, pashup shat. What is the idea of preparing saying brachas? That's not our ikur in here a little bit. The Kololi is taking in, like dumb it to come to, there's a major tankuma. It's the ikur we want tonight. There's a little digger major tankuma. Mazra a little bit this rashi, this tesefta. It opens up a whole new window, a whole new dimension in the sugya from brachas. Last mezuzah tankum, mamash the last of the mezuzah tankum. Mezuzah bracha. The mezuzah tankum is a hemshich to the famous Rebbe Chazal, Gur and Shas, the Midrashim. The Chazal say that tzaddikim afilu b'misasam kulim chay. Tzaddikim, even when they die, so they're not in this world anymore, but they're living, still living. They don't stop living. Rishayim, the Venapach, who was the concern of the Pum Fakert, Rishayim, Afilu, Bichayehem, Kri Mason. They look like they're living, they look like they're living, but they're really, they're not living. Because Al Darshan from a Pasik, if you took him, the one that took him to bring this from Apishnai Eidim, Ishlesh Eidim, Yumas Ames. Chiyesh Mes, Shuchayev Misa Acheres. Elo Rosh Bechayev Choshev Mes. It's a Makar that a Rosh is considered Mes. Here's the Tesefis, the first, I don't know, the only place in Chazal, there's a Tesefis, a Hezber a little bit. Where do you find, where do you want to pick up, where do you find this Hevdom? This difference between a Rasha and a Tzaddik, and a Rasha is B'chayev Kari Meis, and a Tzaddik, Afilu B'misasa, is Kari Chayim. Talk to the Medrash of the Chazal. B'fnei, why? B'fnei, Sheroya, talking about the Rasha, why is he considered Meis? Sheroya Chama Zeirachas. He sees the sun shining. The Bria, beautiful. The Bria. Unbelievable things happen in the Bria. They talk teglach, they're unbelievable. Chama Zerachas. Ve'einai mevarech yitzar. Why is the Rasha called a mace? Because he sees the Chama Zerachas and he doesn't bench Hashem yitzar. Shoykas, he sees the sun setting. Ve'einai mevarech ma'arav arovin. Vaiter, oichel, v'shoyse, eats, drinks. I'm adding on, oichel, tzorachav. Ve'einai mevarech ale. He eats, drinks. No brachas. That is why Rosh is Kari Meis. Because he witnesses the entire Seder HaBriya and he doesn't make brachas. V'ilu ha-tzadik av la-tzadikin mevorchim al-kol dover v'dover. That's the Seder HaTzadik. So 2 weeks ago, we said that brachas is accumulation. They're constantly making brachas. Al-kol dover dover sh'oichlin v'shoyisin v'shoroyim v'shoshayim. 4 types of brachas. An achila, an shtiyah, an riyah, an shumim. Everything they see and they do. They are making brachas. Weiter, zog the mentioned woman. V'loy b'chayeyim b'lod. So this shows why tzaddikim are chay when they live. What about afilu b'misosam? Zog the mentioned v'loy b'chayeyim b'lod. El afilu b'misosam mevorche. U'moyim lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A tzaddik makes brachas even after he goes to Yenadot. Sh'nemar. Yalzu chasidim b'chovoy. Yerananu al mishke v'oysam. Roim mo'izkel b'groinim v'cherpi yezgadom. The Tankum is Benedaik, you know Mishkevoisim. Mishkevoisim is when they're dead. When they're dead, they're still going to be running Tashem. They're still going to be making brachas. The Eitz Yosef from first on the Benjumi, Taki asked, he asked a steer. It says, famous Chazal, Kalei Mesim Yahaluka. It's a possible. Chazal, that's why you live Hayavish is possible. Mesim can't be Mahaluka. Yay! Mesim can't be Mahaluka. So what's pshat? They're going to say brachas even when they're chatzidikim. You are saying brachas even when they're dying. So he says nothing for shame. What he's answering, but he says that's only shame ka. Shame ka. Like mason beyond lukah is only shame ka. But other shamus, you can continue making brachas. Make other shamus chatzidikim continue making brachas. So first here we have pashup pshat. Pashup pshat a little bit in this Rashi in the Sefer. Rashi says that there's an Indian that we appear ourselves in this world. We make brachas in this world. So we should say brachas. Unfortunately, then come on. That there's a mahalach. There's a void. There's a brachas that continues in Yenevel. So that's not so much my Indian tonight, exactly what is that Avodah Zarachas in Yenevel. However, a little bit to open up what's going on over here. So first of all, which we're going to get back to, Shteita Gavala Mezach, Shteita, that the Nekuda of Chilik, first of all, in general, this whole Chazal stated that the Chilik between Arash and Tzadik is in Zachius, is in the Zekuda Zachius. And Shteita, that Hevel in the Chius is expressed, is earned and expressed in the Sugya from Brachas. In the Sugya from Brachas is we find the chilik of chiyus between a Rasha and a Tzaddik. That's the second part is we want to understand. First, let's little touch the Pashup Shad a little bit. To learn up just the Pashup, to learn up the Chazal. Tzaddikim, afilu misasim kuyim chayim. Shayim, afilu b'chayim kuyim meisim. So, Mashashana, Daftez, Ayin, and Beis, Chidush HaGadus. The Maral, in a few places, again, I didn't see this in our lessons, but I've seen the Maral on the Marshal a little bit to his surface. Say, Pshat says, that Chaim, yeah, this Chaim, this physical Chaim in this world, but there's the Makar, who's the Makar Chaim? The Eibish is Makar Chaim. There are two different types of people. There's a person who's living life. He's living life, he receives life, Makadosh Baruch Hu. Say, he takes the life, he takes the Chiyas, and he does whatever he does with it. Well, then they are mentioned, there are people who are mechuber to Makor HaChayim. Tzadik Zogtem HaShol, he lives his life, he's mechubet to the Makor HaChayim. That chibur to the Makor HaChayim does not nifsak when a person, when you die. That's not nifsak. You're mechubet to the Makor HaChayim, fine, you're not here in this world, but you're mechubet to the Mayan, to the Makor, that even if there's a hefsek of them, the chibur is dear be'etzem. Lashon the Marsha is the Mises Mikris. It's a mikra. Seder, he punked, is not living exactly the way he was living before, but his real life was side by side the chibur to the Makor HaChayim. So he's even a feel himself a kriyachan. A feel himself a kriyachan. The Rasha, Dr. Marsha, is punked fakert. It's punked fakert. Punked. He has some chias. I said, Marshal, on this amol, and well, it's more than a person sleeping. Be'etzem, he's a b'chin of misa, be'etzem. The Marshal says, because you have, it's called kush to the chiyusa. You have leftover from the chias that you had when you were living. So that continues when you're sleeping also. That's what Rosh is his whole life, that's what he has. Like, there's more game chias, and it's just like running out. But he's not connected to the real source of life. So even here, b'chai chiyusoi, he is called a mes. Kenira, a little bit, this is part of the machlekes of the tzedukim, and what does it have to do with the brachas? If you're connected to Yena Velt, Yena Ma'ilum Haba means you're connected to the Makar HaChayim, you're connected in this world to the Makar HaChayim, that's an Adam Chai, that's the Ashkof of Yid. Ashkof of Yid, this world is not the final station, it's Yena Velt. So Min Ha'ilum Ba'ilum, there's a connection from this world to Yena Velt. Tzedukim said, Ein Ha'ilum El Achad, Pshad is, this is Al-Derech Rosh Hashayim, that, there. The Misakim, the Brocha is Dafka, this is the Kud of Rashi. This Melchoma against the Tzedukim was, Marichav a little bit, take a more Navoy, they take a Mahal soon. But first, Pashup Shad, that it was Dafkin Brochus, Mizbat, in this Chazal, that we're preparing ourselves, Mena Oilam, this world is a proizda, this world is not Iker. You're connected to the track, and you have to connect yourself to the Makar HaChayim with Brochus. Why is this Nesugi from Brochus? This is Liktos. Why in Brochus? It's Alabez before we bring it down a level. Alabez, Brochus is Makar. Spoke that out in the Rajba, Alam Farshim state, Brachas is a recognition, Akar of the Makar. Can you in this sugya of connecting to the Makar HaChayim, Semunach in Brachas? That's Akan, the Devetari Shabbat, the Devetari Lechel, the Devetari Shabbat. Now, Akan Ve'elach a little bit, the Avoid, let's open it up a little bit on Avoid, like a level. So understand a little bit with this measures, I think this measures in the Apeladik and Akuda. But if in Klali, Batsim, this is probably the first time in the sugya from Brachas, was Be'etzem, it's a chilek of the avodah from Brachas, but really we're going to use it as a chilek, it's a stepping stool in all of avodah Hashem. Brachas, we'll find, we'll see, Brachas is, Chazal over here being Matzpia, pointing out that Brachas is a sugya of chiyus. There's a chilek, a dimension of avodah Brachas, which brings a person chiyus in life and chiyus in avodah Hashem. In the Medrash of Mavur, that this sugya, someone who sees chamas and rachas, ve'inim mevorach yitzmar, shakas ve'inim mevorach, oichel v'shoyse ve'inim mevorach, he's a tight mensch, he's tight. And it's sad, like a person mevorach, he's like, what's lifting though? So can you hear the pshats like this? There's two ways to live life. There's a person, a mensch, who lives life, and like we say in English, what you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. He lives on the surface. He lives on the superficial level. What he sees, when he sees the world, he sees that's all there is. That's what there is. It stops there. The box stops there. What he sees, thus is thus. But there's an under submensch, which he realizes that there's much, much more in the world. For everything, every physical thing you see in the world, there's a sachmer underneath. There's a sachmor mitachas l'shetach. Reuven comes and he comes and he eats a cake, suddenly a cake with cream, schmack a cake. And he eats, gobbles it up. He makes a bracha. I'm not just talking about the person, I'm not saying he even makes a bracha. The bracha is non-existent. He eats it up quickly. So what happened? You want to now give a summary of that, his level of life. Was he chai there? What happened? Very, very, very superficial. Very superficial, shallow sugya. It was a very shallow sugya. Sugya, I mean, I'm not talking about sugya frumkeit. I mean, sugya is dumb. What went on there? He got nourished, he got physically nourished, it was a geschmack of cream, sweet, his tooth is a little, you know, is a little hurting him maybe a little bit from all the cream. That's all that went on, very shallow. Then you have Shimon came, and he saw the cake. So yeah, in the beginning of his time, his taste buds started going, but he stopped for a second, he realized, what's going on? who sent me this cake? There's an Eibishter behind it. There's an Eibishter behind the cake. And what is it? What is the cake? Where did the cake come from? It came from Kamach. The little steps that brought me to back to my plate. And the cream's a whole other thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Rav Tosfos says, and Bracha says, Mahathis, Bahem Nefesh Kol Chai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes all kinds of things in this world. Not only things that nourish us, he makes us things to give us geshmak. He also wants us to have a geshmak. He doesn't only want us to be nourished, he wants us to have a geshmak. And things of that. And v'chulei, v'chulei, there's a whole welt of things when you realize that mitachas the cake, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. And what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to connect to me? And how much I'm telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's a whole world, there's a whole welt. There's a whole welt that's mitachas that piece of cake. This is the sugya that the Majestic Rebbe is bringing out. That in the sugya from Brachas is one of the places you see it. It's all the person's estachlis, his viewpoint, the way his approach to the world. Do you live life when you connect to the physical chelik of the world? Do you only connect to the surface level, to the shell? Or do you go a step beyond and realize that there's a whole welt underneath it? And here's what I want to be marked of the sugya a little bit. And we make a mistake many times. We think the Yiddish Hashkafa, this part is true, the Yiddish Hashkafa, this is rather true. Like Rashi just said, the Chazal say that this world is a pruzder. If they attract it, that rather the Yiddish Hashkafa is that the physical world takes a back seat. The physical world, that's true. But some people think that the way we understand this, the pshat is, so you don't have any chiyas in life. You become frum when you were a young kid, you went to frum, you had fun. Say that once you start a couple of years, shemayim, forget about it. Become a dry fish. You want dry fish with no chiyas in life. That's your shemayim, mela. Anytime you involved in anything physical, anytime you're involved in anything that has to do with the physical part of this world, so that's when you have to totally freeze your emotions. You have to freeze your emotions and do it. Ilu kafo yishayid. There's a little Rosh in Chazal. Ilu kafo yishayid. And the person has to be a frozen person. It's a big toys. I can be marach on this so much now, but it's a big, big toys. You say this is to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being, he's a chai. That's the chetz of what a human being is. He's a chai. And the only time he could do something in a productive oifen, the only way he could do something in a productive oifen, if he does it with a chiyus. Any Talmud Chacham, any Oiver Hashem who is matzliach of a long term, more than a 5-year span, was only because he found a chiyus in Avodas Hashem. He found a chiyus in Avodas Hashem. It's a sugi of being chiyus. I saw it, probably the murders me, I saw it. I like to say over the word I saw from Shlomo Freifeld, Zechanavach, he said, for Pasuk, Pasuk in Tilim, almost ki eche, vasaper masika. David HaMelech says, almost ki eche, vasaper masika. So you say, go, he goes right there. Yes, what's the double lashon? Almost. David HaMelech says, I'm not going to die. Yet, b'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to die, ki eche. I'm going to live, vasaper, and I'm going to be masaper, continue to be masaper masika. But almost ki eche, zel bazach. He's not going to die, he's going to live. What's the zel bazach? Zach Kav Shem Revival, Weiss is somewhere in the middle. Weisstein is a mensch, almost, he's not living. He's not dead, but he's not living. There's a mensch, there's a mensch. They're not dead, but they're not living. There's no chias. No. A saper masako, someone who wants to properly be a saper masako, he has to have a chias in life. So, one of the shverkan comments, so a person who's mole, yeah, so every single time, a person who, every time he's involved in the physical world, he's trying to turn this world into a trachman. He's trying to approve the different trachman. So where does he find this chias? He turns himself off. So the answer looking at this measure to home. Big zach. That punk fakert. That this is dafka where you find your chias. And we make this choice. People make this choice. People think, you look at Bali Musa, my marshal always in the Rebbe, Mendelssohn, Rebbe Musa. So people call him a cold person. People think a person are cold, sometimes, certain ways he might be colder than you, he might be, he doesn't need to have certain kicks in life. But his nishdo azazach, a mensch in the welt, doesn't have chiyus. That's the choice you make. You think he doesn't have chiyus? No. Nishdo azazach, a mensch in the welt, there's no one who could be a productive Talmud Chacham, or even Hashem, Bal Musa, he doesn't have chiyus. No such thing. So where does he get his chiyus from? This magic talk. Where does he get this magic? What's the chiyus? There's a tremendous chiyus over here. Chiyus is that there's a tenu, there's motion, there's current. Chiyus is when life is not running, what was just continues going. Chiyus is when there's a tenu, when there's a motion. Someone who lives life, all he sees is what's there. It's old. It's, you know, he knows that already. There's nothing there. He's not discovering new things. There's nothing actively going on. So then life is dry. But someone who, when every time he meets life, it transfers to another field in life. There's a whole world going on in there. He finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he finds new insights in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is relating to him, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been native to him. So life is chai. It's scintillating. It's scintillating maybe in a different way than you pictured when you live with your yogur. But it's chai. It's a lepsich. It's a lepsich. It's a lepsich. This sugya of going beyond, probing beyond the surface, seeing there's so much more, that there's so much munach, so much chiyas. You know, mashal. Mashal. Kriyas Megillah, we just everyone, Kriyas Megillah says that. So we're in different places. Every place it takes a bit so long, some place longer. It's a lot of homans. So what goes on during Kriyas Megillah? Right? A lot of people, it's very boring. You know it a long time. So if you're making a lot of noise, maybe you have a little action. But if you're not making so much noise, you're there. If you had enough already, what are you thinking about the whole time? So for most people, it's not a boring. Kriyas Hatorah generally is boring. Megillah says it's a little bit better, it's a little exciting, you look around, but know what? So that's a tzir of one person, yeah. He goes and he hears the Megillah, and it's a little boring. I give you a tzir of another, Shimon, another tzir. Just like we gave before, a tzir of Reuven and Shimon eating a piece of cake, there's Reuven and Shimon, they go to the Megillah later. Shimon, before he goes to Megillah later, he takes a little before, he prepares before. He learns Rashi, he learns Pirush HaGro. And he learns up how in every single chilek of the Megillah, the growing of his Nazbir, how Kodesh Bohu is busy setting up the whole Mahalik that should be in his Hapech Pasif. And while he's reading the Megillah, instead of those dry words that Reuven hears, behind here he hears Hu Achashverosh, he knows the Chazal, Hu Achashverosh, and when Vashti makes a Mishteh, he's thinking the whole time behind those words, there's a whole other dimension, there's a whole world that's going on beyond. I hear from my Rebbe, Mendelssohn, like I said, he loves Megillah. He says, the Haman, he has plenty of time to think, people are making Machem Meshuggah, he has plenty of time to think, things go, but him it's Levedik, there's another dimension, there's a world that's going, it's not boring, there's a whole, I'm trying to give you a tzir of this. The same exact thing. There's Kriyas and Megillah. That's the shell. And then there's what's going on beyond. There's a whole story. There's a whole thing. And it's chai. And if you think about it, try it, you'll definitely have new auras. You'll definitely, when a person thinks about something by from chai, you'll have new auras. It touches you. Just emotionally. It touches you. It'll touch you in different ways. If you think about it, b'shas ma'is, and you live it, so you have one person who just sees the shell, just see the facade, and you have another person who goes right there. And v'chein is life. Same, keep on giving this marshal, the same thing. Every man needs to come in, he's to tell me, he's to tell stories how he observed his son. He used to have a whole musa shmuz, how he observed his son. Observed his son playing with a telephone, and I don't remember now the whole thing, what it was, a whole musa shmuz that he had. And kaseira the bali musa, is a maise, they say, of Yisrael Salanter. I didn't share maise like this, of Yisrael Salanter once went to give in his shoes to a sandler. He gave his shoes to a sandler, and he asked him, is it too late? And the sandler said, no, calls nanshaner doylik. If the candle's still burning, it's efshel l'saken. You can still fit in. You can still fix the shoes. If it's efshel l'saken, calls nanshaner doylik. We saw when I raised the laganzu mushashmus in them. He took out from there b'shas ma'isa. He took out that if my neshama is still living, if my neshama is still burning, nesher neshama, so I can masaken all my affairs and my midas. You have to realize that comes from chiz. It's not an intellectual thing. It came from b'shas ma'isa. He was thinking. He was seeing. He was life, and he was seeing beyond life. The sach more lived than life. And that touched him, and he was zoicha to that aura. These are people who are chai. These are people who are chai. This is chiyus. This sugya, and here, this going back to the medrash, this sugya, it lives in brachas. First, I just want to, before we get back to the medrash, this entire avodah that we're mentioning, it's looked in the divya, the chavis lavavis, sha'abachina perigvav. Sha'abachina, but in general, is this avodah, but klolius mechayim. To observe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the veil, to see beyond the Shefa that's there, to see the Makar of the Shefa. The Shefa gets in the way. And so we always get caught in the Shefa. We just look at the details. What do we have here? We have a shtender, we have a family, we have kids. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we go to the bathroom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. We don't see the Makar beyond the Shefa. We get caught with the Shefa, we don't see beyond that. Bechina, the whole Shah Bechina is about seeing beyond that. Perek Vav, and you see Shah Bechina, he says, Mehem she yoshev ali by tamit simani chachmas abarin. Perhaps you may shiv a leiv always the simanim of chachmas abarin. L'yamoy mechashoy b'hem. You shouldn't stop thinking about them, chakorlim, investigating, interrogating them, probing with your mind. B'chol ha'sheyagi elav min ha'muchashim ha'muschavim. This is the clue that we're speaking about. This is when muchash, when you're living life, when you're touching the physical in the world, you have to be able to use your seichel and go beyond the physical. Someone who steigs in Shaar Bechina, he doesn't stop from saying a simen chodesh b'chol yom every day. Simen, what is a simen? A simen is a sugya we're talking about. A simen is when there's an outside, but a simen is always tells you that there's a lot more behind it. You know, someone leaves a clue, there's a clue. You use the whole physical world as a clue. This apple that a Kaddish Baruch gave, there's a lot more than an apple, it's a clue. Something going on much more beyond there. You don't just have an apple that tastes gishmak. Kaddish Baruch Hu is being native to you. He wants to connect to you. He wants to give to you. He wants to give you gishmak. There's a simon chodesh. Kama yish omer davar al-shalom, yoyim li yoyim yabiyo yimer. Zabtik ha-yilav, it's lifet the gipshat in the Pasuk in Tillim. Nai pshat, yoyim li yoyim yabiyo yimer. What does it mean? Yoyim li yoyim, yeder day, every single day, yabiyo yimer. The world speaks to us. The world, the physical world, it speaks to us. You have to hear it. It's speaking to us. It's a shprach. But if you only see what's in front of your face, it's not going to speak to you anything. Nothing. You bet them will have it. They'll finish. God. But if you live, if you go beyond, if you live the Shaar Bechina, you're able to go beyond, so then you connect to something deeper. You connect to Machar Achilles. And this came back. This is the Oymek of the Medrash Nebuchadnezzar. This is what the Medrash Nebuchadnezzar is saying. A Rasha, he sees a Chama. He's dry. He's dead. He's high, yeah, when he goes to parties, he's high. He's high when Yonim Alamazah passing, transient Zachin, he's high. When it comes to connecting to the Makar HaChaim, the only thing in the apple that is eternal, which is the Makar HaChaim there, he Pusha doesn't see that. The whole element of life, the whole dimension of life doesn't exist like him. Life is totally dry. He's mace. The epitome of that, the epitome of that was Esav. Esav was the ultimate extreme of the sugi of Rosh, of seeing only the physical. And Esav is called Edom, the Sepharno says, the Sepharno over there. That Esav, not only forget what we spoke, until now we're speaking about someone who sees the food out of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Esav, the Sepharno, didn't even see the food, he only saw the color. He didn't even know what food it was. He said, give me some of that red stuff. It's all he saw, it's so shallow that Esav see. So, there's levels in being superficial. And being shallow is levels. Esav only saw mamish the outside shell, Edom. That was Esav. The tzaddik is the pumfakir. The tzaddik in the plans of the Hargis and that. He, shekas, he sees the tzaddik, mevorchim akol davar davar, oichlin v'shoysim v'shabayim v'shashayim. Tzaddik, they realize there's a bakar, there's something munach in there. We spoke about, and there's unend shir, I think we spoke about it, there's much, much more. The tshuva of Rashba, who says you can misbind it every time you have an apple, that there's a makar, there's a supply there that's not, we don't see, that's an unending supply. There's a source there that's an unending source. There's an unending shear. This is a tzaddik, who was chai. Ravid de Miller was an angel, was chai lebedik. Shach, I never heard of myself, but he's still over him. He used to speak about how you don't see HaKadosh Baruch from every orange. What does that mean? That Shach ate an orange, he was chai. We don't think that. We think he was only chai when he was learning. No, when he ate an orange, he was chai. He was chai. He was connecting. He saw HaKadosh Baruch with an orange. He was chai. This is an akud I wanted. It's negiyat brachas, but it's also, this is for us, a kartis knisa. Saying the Merit HaKumah that the sugya from brachas is a kartis knisa. It's an entrance ticket to the sugya of chiyas. There's a sugya that's negiyat klolius in how we view Olam Hazeh. Particularly vices, particularly in brachas, is a place where we could start. In brachas, you have the sugya where you could look at what you have in front of your face and it stops there. What you see is what you get. Or you could probe it, you could realize there's a makar, there's a source. That opens up a whole another my dimension in life. So last 2 weeks ago we spoke about living with the Kaddish Baruch Hu whilst having a kesher with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. Now we're talking about living Kloli, the ability to be able to be chai. The world, living world with the shell brings a yavashus to a person's life. Everything's just the same. And in Mela, this is an own list of Mela, when a person becomes dry, so he has to look for chias in other places. It's pashat. When a person has no chias in the physical part of the world, the way I'm talking about now, so then he has to look for chias in other places. I mentioned he's chias. He looks for chias in all kinds of other places. That's oisi, azavu, mekar, maim, chayim, lachtsoiv, boires, lishbar. You leave the mekar, maim, chayim, you have to look for chias in all the places. But if we use this kartis knisa, we talk about able to find chias, so you can have more lechias. You don't have to be a cold fish, it can be a mensch. More lechias. Your life, the bush, the same thing, everyone comes and says, it's a shallow sugi, but we're not over there. It was a lunch, nothing went on. What do you mean? I saw a schnitzel or something. I connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that schnitzel is... Life becomes chiyus. You go to the person's Oysa Tzrochus, Asher Yotzar, Yotzar Or, Marav Arovin. The belt is under Zach. You make Oysa Maisa Bereshus, Brochus, Chazal Mosaka Brochus, and everything. I didn't cheer. The whole belt of chiyus. Hi, Nezim Shkoyach. Shkoyach for the sake of Brochus. Next week, I don't know if to see if the who's going to be here. If there's a Bikash, we'll see maybe. We'll see. Then we should be in touch with
but no, the name means the...